Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir Spencer, Lunish Mansan, Biyako Shom, and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Davov. The Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about the concept of how we treat rain that comes down to the land. And the Gemara, towards the top of the page, says that we call the rain, the time of rain, Revia. And the Gemara says, Lo Shon Dover Sherveya Esakarka. It's a zivuk. It's a connection, so to speak, of a husband and wife. And the Gemara brings the pasuk. It says, "Kashe yeire the gesh of Hashem ben Hashemayim, ki im hirva es haaretz v'hoylido v'hitzmicha." So to speak, the rain is the one who is the ba'ilo de'aro, is the husband of the land. The rain is the husband. The land is the wife. And therefore, you have a review. You have a hashpah that comes from a husband to a wife, from the rain to the land. Later in the daf, the Gemara says that when the rain comes, we have a special bracha. What and when do we do the bracha? When a chosan goes in front of a kala. What does it mean chosan goes in front of a kala? So Rashi, the Pirushim Yuchas to Rashi, and other Rishonim say that when rain goes down to the land, and it's already rainy, the drops spill into a water which is already there. And the water which is on the ground seems to be jumping up towards the rain that's coming towards it. Lo Shirashi is, Sheyodu kol kach, Shikshatipa nefeles. When the drop comes down, Yotzo acheres uboiletet kenegdo. Something comes towards it from the bottom and greets, so to speak, the rain coming. The rain from below that greets the rain coming from above is calling a chasson going in front of a kal. As the Ritva, it seems to be a contradiction in the Gemara, because Leil, the Gemara said, the rain is like the husband and the land is like the wife. And here we're saying the rain coming from above is the kala and the rain below is the chasson. Seems to be a contradiction. Says the Ritva, no, there's different b'chinos, as we say, different concepts. When we talk about the rain towards the land is what's receiving from the rain. So the rain is the husband, the mashpia, and the karka, the land, is the wife, the mekabel. But when we talk about drops of water going towards other drops of water, we talk about the rain itself. So then the rain which is below is considered to be the chasson, klape, the kala coming from above, seeming to be more of a moshel be'alma. But the Vilna Goyen and many of other Kabbalim say a similar thing in a more Kabbalistic way. They explain that always the rain coming from above, that is the husband, that's the mashpia, that's the chasam. And the rain coming from below, the water below, what's going on in the land, that's always the mekabel, always what's compared to a wife. And explains the Goyen in Sefer Yetzirah. He says what it means that chasson yoytze likras kala is that always rain starts from below because the clouds are created from the water which is down here. So there is water coming down here creating a cloud. But in order for the cloud to bring rain below to the land, so then it needs to get what's called mayim elyonim, needs to get the water coming from above toward the cloud. Now physically that's not what's happening. But it's a conceptual thing that whenever you want to have hashpa to the tachtoinim, hashpa down to the world, you need to have something coming from above. We mentioned already in Masechet Sukkah, the famous Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Medrash that he brings, that there is mayim tachtoinim and mayim elyonim. And the mayim tachtoinim represents whoever's here in the land. And mayim elyonim, the water above the rakia, is the water that belongs to hashpas that come from Shamayim. So when water comes from here below to the clouds, in order for it to become rain and starting to be mashpia of the world, it needs to receive mayim elyonim, water from Shamayim, a conceptual water from Shamayim. This is what it means, yoytzeh chasson likras kala. The kala is the mayim atachtoinim, that go up to the cloud. The chasson is the mayim elyonim coming from above. It says the Goyen, always water coming from above. That is the chasam, that's the husband, that's the mashpia. What's coming from below is the mekabel, the kala, the woman. But the water coming from below goes up to the clouds, and now the chosod goes likras kalo to bring in the water. And this is really a conceptual thing to teach us the idea of a shpa from above. And this Reb Tzadik speaks about it in several places. One place we're bringing over here in the Ma'amar Kaimis is Reb Tzadik in Kedushas Shabbos Ma'amar Beis. The idea is that obviously everything comes from above. All the Ashpars come from above. All the Koichas come from above. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the keys to the Techtoinim, to Am Yisrael, to be the one that draw the Ashpars from above. And that's why always from us, we need to start. We need to initiate the process of tefillah, of request, of avoida, asking from Ashpars from above. Once we initiate it, then comes the Shefa from above, and that's the real Shefa. We don't bring Shefa, we just initiate the Shefa coming from above. This is the mashal over here in the Gemara. Chason likras kala. The kala is us below asking, bringing yourself, making ourselves ready to get Ashpa. Then a chason comes likras kala. The bailo, the aro, the husband gives to the wife, the mashpia gives the mekabel, as much as the mekabel is a mekabel. Represents itself as a mekabel, pours itself, I want to receive, then you have Ashpa. That's the idea here, chasal kaskar, putting together tzaddik with a goyin. The kala needs to go up in order for the chasal to come likras kala. That's also the mashal. The kala is coming out of the house, the chasal comes to greet her. But you need to have the kala coming out in order for the chasal to come and greet her. The mashpia would give as much as the mekabel is interested and initiate the process of the Ashpa. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.